So if somebody wants to go and put on a decent low noise kind of talk monologue show, or maybe a two host show type thing. So what would you see as sort of a basic stack for that?
What I would do is I would, get a couple of decent mics and a mixer. I'd get a two-channel noise gate. I'd probably stop there because, noise gates are something that are really best done during recording, whereas compression you can always do in post. Noise gate's probably the only piece of gear that you really, I think you need in the original.
Okay. So to get into the box though, into the computer, so like an M box or USB FireWire, or do you think coming straight out of the board, going into the microphone port of the computer, or
Oh,
what?
don't do that. Oh, no, please.
Yeah, I know.
No,
I
I
kind of
think,
threw that out on the end.
I mean, that situation depends if you're doing a multiple mic show or not. If it's a single mic, then I would probably get like an audio or maybe even looking. I mean, depends on how much money you want to spend, but maybe get a nice little preamp before that because your preamp can add a little warmth, clean it up. If you get a light, nice Class A, it's a nice clean signal, and then you go into your audio chain at that point. Some of these cheaper box have okay preamps. They'll do the job. But if you're looking at actually doing a multiple mic show where you have multiple people, you might want to look into getting like a small Mackie mixer. I recommend Mackie because at that price point, they're going to make the best gear. You can get Behringer. It's not bad for the dollar, but I would recommend Mackie or something on that level.
Do the low-end Mackies actually have the FireWire adapter, or is that...
No, their FireWire adapter is really expensive.
Oh,
Yeah.
really?
You know what's good, though, is Alesis, which is like a tenth of a notch better than Behringer, has a preamp mixer with a USB interface for around $70 or $75.
That cheap now? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You basically are going from your mic XLRs all the way into your laptop or computer for under $100. And I think they even have insert jacks so that if you want to add an outboard gate or a compressor, you can do that. I'm not sure about that, though.
Wow. Oh, nice.
It sounds
Yeah.
pretty good, too.
So for the low-end mixers, so you're thinking Mackie?
Mainly because I've had a lot of experience with them, and they have really good quality parts. They tend to focus on that, at least even for their lower end stuff.
Well, you can get a 1202 Mackie cheap, and they are excellent machines. And for new, I'd go after this Alesis USB mixer. There's only one. You can't go wrong because there's only one of them out there.
What about digital editing stuff? So there's Audacity, but there's on the higher end, there's also Pro Tools.
Your entry point for Pro Tools is going to be your 002, which is made by DigiDesign, which is an all-in-one box, which gives you the mixing control, gives you Pro Tools, and I think gives you your base package that comes with it. So you might have a basic EQ and compressor and stuff like that.
Now, Pro Tools is Mac and PC, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been doing, although my personal life is on a Mac now, all my audio is still on the PC. And I'm an old SoundForge user, and that's what I've been using over there for a long time, at least for my single and two track stuff. And then I use an application called N-Track Studio for all my multi-track work.
It's funny, SoundForge is how I first got into audio. I used to do audio editing for computer-based training like 9 years ago, and that was the first way I got into audio editing was using SoundForge. We're actually in the studio. We use Mark of the Unicorn's Digital Performer because we're mainly music creators, and it just happens to do all our editing for us too. Problem with that's Mac only, which is kind of frustrating because at my house I'm PC, so if I want to mix, I have to go to the studio. Otherwise, I have to use Audacity. Actually, I'm getting into Live. Live is now by Ableton's getting into editing where you can do recording, freezing, and sampling. So you could actually if you have that, it's like a $4.99. If you're making music already or have that kind of playing around, they have like light versions too that you can do editing in. So
Cool. So what do you guys see for, let's say we're doing like a monologue type show, so you get the string of pearls, hopefully without the noise. What do you guys think of as the best editor for that type of audio? Not so specifically not music.
probably Audacity for the free. We've been doing a lot
Tough
of,
to beat free.
yeah, it's tough to beat free. And man, if I had Audacity 10 years ago, it would have changed my life.
How about you, Doug?
Well, yeah, you can't beat free, no doubt about it. I used a fairly early version of Audacity to record and was very disappointed because it crashed after a 1 hour interview and I lost it all. So I'm not an Audacity fan. I'm spoiled for life, you know? But, also if you get some of the mixers, if you get some of the USB interfaces, a lot of them come with entry-level versions of the standard products. DigiDesign is one example. Mackie's got their own sound editor that comes free if you buy one of their mixers, I think. Again, if it's straight editing, I'm sure Audacity's up to the task. The challenges come in when you have to do things like normalization when you have to do things like plugins, then you got to go beyond Audacity. I don't know. Does Audacity handle plugins today, and which type?
Audacity, I think, supports VSTs.
Okay.
Yeah, they're actually getting a lot better about what they're doing. I'm not a huge fan of it, living in it day to day, but yeah, I'm impressed how much it's changed over the last couple of versions.
If you have Audacity and Lame as your encoder, you know, you're 90% of the way there for anything you want to do.
How about Audition, Adobe's product?
Slow.
Yeah.
If you do a 30-minute podcast, you record a WAV file, and you open that WAV file, you might as well go out and get a sandwich, come back and open that file. I'm disappointed with it myself.
I like their effect stuff, though, the ability to layer it on channels. That seemed kind of nice.
Yeah, why I kept going back to it was it did some really nice editing features that I liked, and I'd been using Cool Edit for a while. I got away from SoundForge because I didn't have the money to keep buying it, so I got the Cool Edit and when it was just a small, very small company. Now that I'm living inside a real DAW now, I haven't really been playing with those as editors.
You've been listening to a podcast with Jack Harrington. His guests today are Doug Kay, president of itconversations.com, and James Polanco, CEO of fakescience.com. Jack Harrington is the author of Podcasting Hacks, published by O'Reilly.